Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Quilici. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ted Wlander. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Perry covering, for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenas. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Alomar applying the tag. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford strikes out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Cardenas fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hopkins. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Hopkins steals second. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardenas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hermann for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peters for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0 for 1 in the game. Quilici hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Olander hits a line drive into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. Aparicio reaches second base with a double. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton is hit by the pitch. Ron Peronoski now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward bunts towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Quilici covering, for the out. Aparicio moves to third. Melton moves to second. One out. Don Pafletic pinch hits for Gale Hopkins. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is walked intentionally. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 2 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Don Pafletic now playing first base. Ron Peronoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peronoski strikes out. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar is hit by the pitch. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Cardenas hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams pinch hits for Ed Hairman. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar bunts towards the mound. Peranoski fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Ron Hansen pinch hits for Gary Peters. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. May strikes out. 2 outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Walt Williams now playing right field. Bill Melton now playing third base. Pete Ward now playing first base. Don Pafletic now catching. Wilbur W. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ward scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Oliva for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allison strikes out. Pafletic drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Allison out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Pafletic for a passed ball. Mitterwald moves to second. Frank Quilici is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quilici is 0-for-2 in the game. Quilici hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Quilici scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Pafletic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafletic is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pafletic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Olander takes first base on ball 4. Ron Peranoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peranoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Peranoski bunts in front of the plate. Pafletic fields it and throws to first for the out. Olander moves to second. One out. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Tovar hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Belander scores. It's 3-1, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Killebrew strikes out. There goes Cardenas. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Rich Reese pinch runs for Harmon Killebrew. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliva strikes out. Pafletic drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Oliva out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rich Reese now playing first base. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0-for-3 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson pinch hits for Sandy Alomar. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peronoski fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.